From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. More than 80 Palestinians were killed today, almost three-quarters in a neighborhood east of Gaza City, where Israel intensified operations overnight. People living in the area continue to flee for safety. From Gaza, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Mohammed Al-Gham walked to Gaza's main hospital in his pajamas early this morning. His wife was in her house coat used for prayer. Last night was such a night, he said. We didn't sleep at all. Suddenly an explosion nearby and the house was full of dust. Then a voice from the street said, run, he said. Gham lives in the Shajaya neighborhood in the eastern part of Gaza City. Israel stepped up fighting there overnight, killing scores of Palestinians, including civilians. 13 Israeli soldiers died in fighting today. Emily Harris, NPR News, Gaza.
And the UN Security Council is holding an emergency meeting tonight on the situation in Gaza. Hamas militants claim they've captured an Israeli soldier. According to a spokesman for the Hamas armed wing, the soldier was taken during an early morning operation, but Israel's military has not confirmed that capture. Relatives of the victims of Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 shot down over eastern Ukraine are speaking out. Selena Frederick's son was on the plane. She's calling on Russian separatists and President Vladimir Putin to help her claim closure.
I want my children back. Look at those people. How beautiful.
Oh, my God.
They have to come back.
Give the bodies back.
Mr. Putin, send my children home. Send them home.
She says she wants to plan a funeral, but can't. Calmer winds today in north-central Washington state slowed the spread of the biggest and most destructive wildfire burning in the West. The fire coincides with the peak of the summer tourist season in the scenic Methow Valley. That area has been without power for days and has sporadic phone service. Yet Northwest Public Radio's Courtney Flatt reports a few businesses and a popular music festival are carrying on.
Here at the Winthrop Rhythm and Blues Festival, it's definitely a different type of festival than organizers have put on before. The smoke is really thick in the air. You can no longer see the hills in the distance. You can smell it, too. It's pretty heavy. They've got power from generators, and downtown Winthrop also a few businesses have power from generators. There's an ice cream shop. There's a gas station that's giving gas to firefighters and local electric companies. Here at the festival, they've opened up their doors for hot showers and food for families. There are people dancing here, and they're just hoping that it's providing a little relief and a little entertainment.
The Northwest Public Radio's Courtney Flatt reporting. In world markets, the Nikkei in Japan is closed today. Asian markets, though, are trading higher. The Asian Dow up 0.2%. This is NPR. R.J. Reynolds is vowing to fight a Florida jury's decision to award nearly $24 billion in punitive damages to the widow of a smoker who died from lung cancer. Officials with the country's second biggest cigarette maker say the damages awarded to Cynthia Robinson are grossly excessive and that the company will appeal. She was also awarded nearly $17 million in compensatory damages. 45 years ago, Apollo 11 became the first space flight to land men on the moon. St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCapra spoke to the man in charge in mission control in Houston for that historic lunar landing.
Former NASA flight director Gene Kranz is probably best known for leading the mission control team that brought the astronauts of Apollo 13 safely back to Earth. In the movie about that ill-fated lunar mission, Ed Harris played the role of Kranz. The real Gene Kranz turns 81 next month, and it seems like he still remembers every detail of all his missions, especially the moment 45 years ago when Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong first landed on the moon.
People were cheering and applauding and everything else, and the crew had roughly about 10 seconds to celebrate and then back to work.
Kranz was also the flight director for Apollo 17, the last NASA mission to send men to the moon in 1972. For NPR News, I'm Veronique LaCapra.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes took top honors at the weekend box office for a second straight week, bringing in an estimated $36 million. In second place, the horror thriller The Purge: Anarchy with $28.4 million. In third place, Disney's Planes, Fire and Rescue with $18 million. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.